Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show that's top pinned and most often shared. Here is your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by BubbleFast, family-owned business, providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Now that the new year is well underway, it is February, by the way, it's time to think about cleaning up your email act. Here now with five tips for message management is Jody Gaines Pereira. Did I say that right, Jody?
It's close enough, Griff.
Oh, it's close enough. Okay. But I want to be exact. How do you say your last name, Jody?
You say it as Pereira, or as we gringos say it, Pereira.
Pereira. CEO of...
Pereira. English, Pereira.
Pereira.
There you go. That works, Lee.
Thank you, Jody.
Is it Italian?
It's my husband. He's from Chile.
Oh, okay. So it's not quite Italian.
No.
Well, Jody Gaines, blah, blah, blah.
Not CEO. Quite Italian.
It's the CEO of Reply Manager, Jody. I'm sorry for that intro. I hope you'll forgive me. Let's get right to the topic. When should we archive old email? I say as I'm actually archiving it between segment breaks. How ironic.
Well, everybody has different policies and procedures of how long they want to keep email. So it really depends on what you want to do with that in-house. But if you want to archive an email, that might mean closing it out. So when you're looking at a view and you only see the ones that are opened or unread, or if you want to remove them from your system and then export them somewhere else for storage, if you might need to look at them in a couple of years.
You know, I have a love-hate relationship with my Outlook, Jody.
I thought for a minute she was going to say
do.
With her co-host.
No, but. That too. But that's for an open phone segment. I do. And I'm looking to change. And I don't know. I don't know where things go. You know, when you archive something in Outlook, it's weird. Where can we archive an old email? Can we just save it to a file on our computer?
Well, it depends on what email client that you're using. With Reply Manager, which is our software, of course, you can close them and they're still in the system, but you can choose not to look at them unless you specifically make a setting to filter it that way. Or you can export them, which saves them in a file format that if you need to pull it in at a later date, you can do that, which would basically be saving the file on your computer.
So with Reply Manager, does it save it as an email?
It saves all of it. So if you want to export 100 emails, it saves all of those 100 emails into a file that you can pull into another system later on.
And if I want to archive emails from last June?
Mm-hmm. You can specify dates. So if you want to do for a year ago or just in June, you can specify the date range that you want to do.
So is this a good time to create new autoresponders and refresh standard replies, for instance?
Absolutely.
I've been using the same ones for years.
Yeah, it's time to update them late. With the holidays over and your returns being processed, now things are quieting down just enough so that you can start to look at things like autoresponders. And if your times for when you're answering emails has changed, or you've discovered over the holidays that responses needed to say something different, or if you've received the same question about some hot pink widget that you started carrying, this is a good time to go in and update all of those shipping policies, any standard replies or frequently asked questions that you have. Because once the ball starts rolling and you're processing hundreds of thousands of emails again, you're not going to have time to go through and do that.
And so, Jody, you are the CEO of ReplyManager.com, and this is directly related to the whole idea of email management. So what does Reply Manager do that can help sellers with this?
Reply Manager is a web-based message management tool. You can log in from anywhere with a username and password, and we basically allow you to manage your messages across multiple channels, especially with eBay, and we also have a resolution center. And you could have multiple team members logging in as well, so you won't have to share your ID with your staff, and that's a big plus with using our system.
Ah, that's a great idea.
I'm going to ask some really beginner questions. They should be beginner questions, but it just drives me crazy. How, when we put things in the trash, in the recycle bin,
right,
should we erase those right away? I'm always afraid. You know, the minute I erase something, I need it 5 minutes later.
Right. Well, our system, as other systems do as well, we have a fail-safe so that when you delete something, it goes into the recycle bin. And it stays there until you actually go and you purge that.
So we think we should think of that as a fail-safe method then.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
And for some of our customers who are trying to save space, because our pricing is based on space alone, it's unlimited users, folders, stores, et cetera, we recommend that they remember to go in and purge that after they've had that comfortable amount of time. And you can even restrict that to administrative staff. So if you don't want a regular user in the system to be able to go in and purge that recycle bin or even delete an email, you can even restrict them that way. You can put in those restrictions.
What if it's only me?
Be very careful not to delete it. No, I'm kidding. That's what the fail-safe is for. If you do accidentally select 20 emails and you hit that delete button, they go into that recycle bin.
Okay.
And they stay there until you purge them, or you can set it to automatically happen every 15 days, for example.
Okay, I'd like to ask this weird question. How do you compare to Outlook?
Outlook is an email client similar to ours, but we give you the ability to have multiple users being able to go in and look at the same messages. They don't have to log on to your computer. If you were out sick that day, they can go in and review the same messages. Plus, we have a lot of reporting and administrative features, autoresponders based on like time of day. If you want to send out a message saying we're closed at 5 o'clock or opening up again at 9 o'clock in the morning, it will send that autoresponder out only between those hours. And we do integrate directly with eBay and the Resolution Center.
Oh, that's good to know, too. I like this. So what kind of reports should we run to check the efficiency and effectiveness of our current communication strategy with our customers?
Well, that's a good question, because it's always a good idea to go back and look at your communication to see where you need to improve. Obviously, with communication metrics, it's really important to make sure that you're answering messages within a specific period of time. So with Reply Manager, you can run reports to view the average response times. You can look at all of your staff to see how quickly they were able to respond to messages on average. You can look at how long it took them to resolve an issue. We have a feature where you read a message, and if you consider it resolved, you can close it. So we can run a report to show how long it took an issue to resolve itself. And then you could also do some average response times in groups. So you can say, see, I had 100 emails that were answered in less than 4 hours and 200 that were answered in less than 12 hours. So it's a really good way to just get an overall view of how well you're doing.
Griff, I have to throw this in. Jody and her team,
yes,
of Reply Manager, are the first sponsors for our eBay Radio Party and Conference.
Really?
Oh, that's wonderful news.
You didn't know that.
Well, there you go. You're the first in line.
She's the first. There are three others that have come along behind her, but she was the first one to.
Well, we're very excited. I have heard a lot about this big party, although you guys have some serious stuff that you're going to be talking about. I heard that it is a lot of fun.
Well, it's called the eBay Radio Party and Conference, so it is some conferencing going on all day long. I mean, we teach. The whole thing is to help you grow your business on eBay.
Oh, who are you kidding? It's a drunken brawl for 3 days.
Well, yes, but besides that.
Well, I'm in either way. We're in either way.
So, Jody, what kind of report should we run to check this efficiency? Give us one example of a report.
One really good one is an average response time, because you can look to see, for example, on an eBay store, you can see it took an average of 4 hours to respond to messages within that folder, or it took Tom Smith an average of 2 hours to respond to emails within that folder, and you can set some date ranges too. So it's a good way to check on your stores and your staff.
Any bonus tips for us today for cleaning out our email or for doing our email for this coming year?
Well, you guys hit on a lot of the tips that we'd like to talk about. The autoresponders and the standard replies is really important. And if you've had any temporary staff over the holiday, or even people that aren't with you anymore, don't forget to remove their access. You would be surprised at how many users are in a system where they just have forgotten to remove their access.
Ooh.
Yeah, that could be a headache supreme.
So with your system, you can just remove their access. You don't have to remove everybody's password or anything.
Exactly. You can deactivate them. You can delete them. If they're going to come back in 6 months because that's your busy time again, you can just reactivate their account.
So you could use replymanager.com if you had virtual assistants as well.
Absolutely. We have some customers that have their main store and their first level customer support, and then some of them do use some offsite people as well. So because it's web-based, they can be anywhere in the world.
Oh, that's perfect.
And so I would be able to sit there and see everything that came in. So if I had my webmaster had his own access to this, could he have his own access to just certain files?
You can restrict it by folders. Wow. Reply manager messages are sorted by folders. So if you wanted to give Tom only access to a folder called webmaster, when he logs in, the only folder that he sees is webmaster. He
Fantastic.
Won't see the other 20
things. Go to replymanager.com. Thanks, Jody.
Thanks, Jody. Coming up, your question or comment here on eBay Radio. That's 888-723-4630. Stay tuned for more eBay Radio.
As an eBay seller, responding to your customers' messages is crucial to your success. But as your business grows, you find you're spending more and more time sifting through those emails each day. Introducing Reply Manager. They streamline the process of replying to buyers through eBay's My Messages. Reply Manager is the only tool that offers category tags and standard replies for the resolution center. Plus, email threads along with internal notes and reminders keep the conversation intact. And you can take action on multiple emails from multiple selling channels all at once. You set the criteria to automatically sort messages, set autoresponders, and generate detailed reports. And Reply Manager won't leave you hanging. They're always available during business hours with after-hours support for emergencies as well. Visit ReplyManager.com for a free trial. No risk, no credit card. ReplyManager.com.
As an eBay seller, you want to grow your business, and that means going global. WebInterpret is a new tool designed to quickly and easily increase your sales abroad. WebInterpret translates your listings into French, German, Italian, Spanish, and more. Then, they post them directly on eBay UK, eBay France, eBay Germany, eBay Italy, eBay Spain, and elsewhere. Stock levels are synchronized, and updates are mirrored across all sites. With just a few clicks, buyers will find your items in their marketplaces, and you will communicate in their languages. To get started, the folks at WebInterpret will translate, localize, and publish your best-selling listings on eBay's top 5 international sites, all in as little as 2 days, risk-free. Start your free trial now at radio.webinterpret.com. That's radio.webinterpret.com.
Work hard to get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where BubbleFast comes in. BubbleFast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and BubbleFast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com.